October 10, Prepared Hearts. John chapter 10, verses 22 to 26. Then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep." In 167 BC, the Syrian emperor Antiochus Epiphanes forced Greek culture and worship on every territory under his rule. This included Judea. He desecrated the temple in Jerusalem by erecting a statue to Zeus in the Holy of Holies and had a pig sacrificed on the altar. In a heroic struggle, Judas Maccabeus led an ultimately successful Jewish revolt against the Syrians, and in December 164 BC, 3 years to the day after the desecration, the temple was reconsecrated. This became an annual celebration, roughly on December 25th, of the victory and restored freedom of worship. This places the events recorded in our above passage about 3 months after chapters 7, 8, 9, and 10, verses 1 to 21, all of which occurred around the Feast of Tabernacles. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Those gathered round Jesus were not open to the thought that he might actually be the Messiah. Their minds were made up. They were hostile and looking for clear grounds to accuse him. "If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe." Had the Jews, both here and earlier, been listening? Jesus had told Nicodemus, a Pharisee and ruler of the Jews, that he was the Son of Man who came down from heaven in chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Following the healing of the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus told his audience that the works he did were the works of the Father, and they sought to kill him because by saying this he was making himself equal with God, seen in chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Jesus told them God had entrusted all judgment to him and granted him to have life in himself so that he could raise the dead, both of which are actions only God can do. During the Feast of Tabernacles, he said he knew he had been sent by God. He also publicly invited those who were thirsty to come to him and drink, promising to give them the streams of living water the scriptures spoke of in chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. He stated boldly, "Before Abraham was born, I am," taking for himself God's divine name. He presented himself as the Good Shepherd, identifying himself with God, who, in the Old Testament, was the Shepherd of Israel. "Despite all these things, you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep." Jesus performed many miracles in Jerusalem, but still the Jews refused to believe. They refused to believe, Jesus said, because they were not his sheep. If they were his sheep, they would recognize his voice as the voice of their shepherd. They were closed to the call of the Father. This passage emphasizes God's side in salvation. Unless he opens the spiritual understanding of the unsaved, they can't respond in faith. This needn't cause us frustration, though. If we pray God leads us to those he is already working on, we can trust him that when we share Christ with someone, they will have ears to hear. Do you pray to be led to those whose hearts God has prepared? Pray this way, and in time, you'll be surprised at what happens.